Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I want to live with the cinnamon. Love Earth Tour. Down by the... July 29th, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. A rare opportunity to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse live. Always in high fidelity. On sale now at Ticketmaster. More information at neilyoungarchives.com.
Words are powerful, and the ones we choose have consequences, especially in moments of conflict. So my next guest wants you to choose the right words to help de-escalate a situation. Licensed marriage and family therapist Nikki Harmon is here in studio, and she joins me to share what we can say to help minimize conflict instead of adding to it. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks
okay.
for having me.
I know, it's so fun. And you have some great tips for us today because you say the words that we use will act as signals. They're like signals to our partner when we're in these times.
Yes, they're signaling to our partner if we're safe, if we hear them, and if we can stay connected through conflict. Or if we're disconnected, if we're not safe, and if they're not being heard. And if someone isn't being heard, they will either move into escalating and getting louder and bigger, or they disconnect and shut down. And either one of those make it really difficult to stay connected through conflict.
So we're almost telling them, this is how it's gonna go, by right. the words that we're using. And so you see there are a few phrases that are emotional safety killers. They kill someone's emotional safety. And so I'm going to say the phrases to you, and then you'll help us know what to say instead.
Okay.
So first is, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Oh, this is a good one. This is a blame statement that's kind of dressed up in fancy clothes to look like an apology. But what it does is it gets us away from actually having accountability for what we've done. So saying, I'm sorry you, is a blame. We want to say instead, I'm sorry I. I'm sorry I hurt you. I'm sorry I did or didn't do this thing.
Yeah, because you're almost placing the blame on that person. You're the one who's making yourself feel bad.
Right. I'm sorry you're feeling this way. This is your problem.
Oh, okay. Okay. So instead of I'm sorry you feel this way, I'm sorry I. We got to remember that. Okay. Yeah. The next one I'm sure would make people fly off the handle when you tell someone to calm down. And I will tell you, I think this is like a teenager thing because yeah. they all say like, chill out,
right.
or, you know, chill, and it makes me so mad.
Yes, if you want a guaranteed way to make sure the person you're talking to doesn't calm down, tell them to calm down, right? Mm-hmm. If people calm down when they feel heard. That's a really big secret, pay attention to. So if someone's escalating, it's because they don't feel heard. So instead of telling them, calm down, we can say, hey, I want to hear you, let me hear you. And they'll naturally kind of calm down.
So bring it down a little bit and then give them an opportunity to expound on how they're feeling.
Yeah, let them know that you're with them. I hear you. I want to hear you. It's difficult when you're escalating, but I want to hear you.
Okay, never say calm down.
Yeah.
I just think that's a good general.
Yeah, that's a good, take it off the list. Yeah.
And when I was reading through your points, I'm like, these, yes, work in relationships, but also for your kids.
Yes, or your boss or your mother-in-law or whoever. Yeah.
I love that you threw that in there. Okay, so the next one is kind of in the same vein because you're saying never say, why are you making this such a big deal?
Right.
Because obviously it's a big deal to them.
Yes, and if your partner or your friend or whoever you're talking to says that, that feels really invalidating. And what that signals is that you're not with me. You're not getting it. You're not understanding me, right? And so I'm going to escalate. So instead of why is this such a big deal, we can say, help me understand why this is so big for you.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of what you're saying is just more about listening than getting your own point out there.
Yes, and definitely, you know, for a conversation, we both have to have our points. But if we can hear and listen and validate, we can stay connected instead of moving into like a big explosive conversation.
Okay, okay, going on sides. Okay, the next one is saying, I don't care. When do you hear people saying that
yeah,
most often?
Ouch. In marriage therapy.
Okay. They're like, I don't care about that.
Yes, like, I don't care. I don't care what you're thinking. I don't care what you're feeling. I'm so hurt, I can't even hold space for your pain, right? Mm. That's where that comes from. But that's a really painful thing to hear from somebody that you care about. And that's going to hurt people. And so even if you don't care about the thing that they're saying, you care about this person. And so we can just totally flip that and say, I care about you and I care about your experience. And so if it's important to you, it's important to me.
And I've heard other therapists talk about this when maybe it's some little thing that the person is upset about. Instead of the person saying, I don't care, if they take time to listen, often there's some other underlying reason why that thing is bothering the person.
Yes, usually people will come in with content and say, you never do the dishes or whatever, but really it's about, are you there for me? Do you hear me? Am I safe with you?
Yeah, so if we can take the time to listen, then we could find those things out.
Yes, those hidden messages.
Okay, and number five is, you're being crazy. Is this one you hear a lot as well?
Yes, this is one I hear a lot as well. This is an attack on your partner or the person as a person, right? Instead of making a complaint about behavior, we're attacking them as a person, and things really just kind of devolve after that when we start making attacks. So instead, again, we can talk about a specific behavior with that person, or we can say, help me understand why you're escalating.
Yeah, it reminds me of the thing we say about kids, like you don't say, oh, I hate liars or something. I hate when people tell lie. Lies or something.
Yes,
is it
you're
similar
talking,
to that?
Yes, you're talking about the behavior instead of the person.
Okay, so no telling people they're crazy.
Right.
Good general rule of thumb.
Yes.
And I like a couple more suggestions you have. One is, oh, I think a lot of people fall into this, when you say, oh, you're just like your mother, father, brother, whatever, that comes up a lot.
Yes, and especially in a conflict, when we make comparisons like that, the intention is to be a jab, right? We're kind of getting out our weapons and we're jabbing at the person, and our partner's gonna feel it like a jab, and then they're gonna be on the defensive and they might get their weapons out also, and then all of a sudden we're at war.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
one needs to be just cut out.
Just never say that. And you have another never, which is using absolutes, which I think is hard for a lot of people to stay away from.
Yes. So when we get into the always and never thing, that really sidetracks people into not talking about the real issue. So for example, if I say to my partner, you never listen, what's he going to say to me? Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. No, you don't. Yes, I do. And now we're kind of in this ping pong conflict instead of talking about the real issue, which is I don't feel heard, right? And so instead of saying never or always, we can say things like, I very frequently don't feel like this, or very often I feel like you respond in this way and it makes it hard to engage with you.
Okay, and also I see you there then turning it internally instead of saying you never listen, you're saying I feel.
Yes.
That's a key.
Definitely, if you're wanting to have a calm conversation, moving from a you statement to an I statement is going to be helpful.
Thanks so much, Nikki. Where can people go to find more from you?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram or Facebook at Nikki Harmon Therapy, or I also own the Family Therapy Clinic in American Fork, and we have availability, so if you're looking for a therapist, give us a call.
Thanks, Nikki.
Yes.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.